or a manual tenant. Oh.
Somebody told me yesterday, good morning, that I've got a set of twins and they were born on Parshas Lech Lecha. So one, that's how they're dividing up the laning. When I was asked how they're dividing up the laning, I said one will read Parshas Lech and the other one will read Lecha. And yes, so he told me he's got twins and their Parsha was Parshas Vayelech. So not so much, I said. It's about as short as mufti for each one, isn't it? It's the shortest. Apparently, though, it's not the shortest. It's the shortest as parasha in psukim, but not the shortest parasha in words. Apparently, it's v'zois habrocha in words. Yeah. What I'd like to speak about, I think it's rather pertinent. The parasha is relevant to this man, of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And that's a few psukim which seem puzzling to at first sight, perhaps we can share the Mahalchim different understandings of the Rishonim and shed some light on this particular parasha. So we'll just go through the psukim very quickly. In Parashas Perek Lamed Aleph, starting from Pasuk Tes Zayin, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Incha Shechev im Aviseicha, behold, you're about to die with your fathers. Vekam ha'amazev zona acharei Elohei nechar aretz, and this nation will get up and stray after the foreign gods of this land. Asher hu b'ashama b'kirboi, that he is in their midst. V'alzavani, and he will leave me, v'hefer es brisi asher korati itoi, and he will annul the covenant which I have made with him. V'chara api b'boi b'yoy mahu, and I will be angry with him on that day. V'azavtim, and I will leave him. V'istati fonai mehem, and I will hide my face from him. V'ayal le'echol, and he will be consumed. And he will find, and the calamity will, many calamities and many afflictions will find him. Interesting Loshen. The calamities will find him. And he will say on that day, because there is no God in my midst, therefore these calamities have befallen me. What will I do in response to that? It seems that the double Loshen expresses a Loshen of intensity. I will surely conceal my face from on that day. That means despite him saying that, you know why these calamities have befallen me? Because I'm living without God. Nevertheless, yeah, there is no God in my midst. I will continue and make it even more intense, my hest upon him, for all the evil that he has done, for he has turned to Elohim Achirim. And then straight after he has turned to foreign gods, and straight after that we have the mitzvah of, well, that's a problem. What exactly is Pasuk Yutes commanding us? Write what? So we're going to see. If you look at Rashi, which is just at the end of the psukim, es Ashira Azois, Hazino Hashemayim Av V'Chipe Ad Motzayamoy. Ashira means the poem, the song, Hazino. The Ramban says, very interesting, the Ramban says it's called a song because it's sung, it's in rhythm, and Hazino, even though it's full of Puranos, it's called a song, which people sing Bezimra and Besimcha. So what I was reminded of is the Gemara in Brochus, the Mishnah, which says, "Keshem shemevarchin al hara, kach mevarchin al hatoiv." Keshem shemevarchin al hatoiv, kach mevarchin al hara. Rashi says, "Besimcha, a person has to have an innate inside simcha that even though this seems difficult for me, this is hurting me, nevertheless, I have to thank Hashem for it, right? And there has to be an internal simcha. So even for the calamity, even for the punishment, for the poranos, there's an element of simcha because I know it's guided from Hashem. And let me share with you a svasemes. Svasemes, the last svasemes of Parshas Vayelech, Tov Reish Nun Aleph, Kisvo Lechem Ashira, Inyan Shira Azu, Hagam Kiyesh Ba'oinchin. Although it's got Oinshin, it's got songs. We don't normally sing songs about Puranos, about killing, about divine punishment, about severe punishments. Severe punishment. Look at Parashas Hazino. Mincing of words there. Ach kmoi shekosu ches. He brings a pasuk from Tehillim. Chesed u'mishpat ashira. I will sing chesed and mishpat. Mishpat is judgment. Kmoi shekosu v'midroshim ba'Hashem alel dovar. Another pasuk says in Tehillim, "Bashem alel davar, I will praise the world about Hashem." Be'elikim alel. So there's a middle of Hashem, Yudke Vovke, and there's also be'elikim alel. Ben says the Medrash. Ben, this is in Vayikra Rabba Chav Daled. Ben be'midas apuranus. That the same alel. That same alel which I thank Hashem, which I praise Hashem for the Chesed. That same alel. I will be mehalel be'elokim for the midas adin, ki chol ha'mishpatim Yisrael hem le'toiva. Because Yisrael understand that, oh, despite how difficult it is, and it's painful, and it's allowed to be painful. Pain is growth. Unmanageability is not necessary, right? Knowing, being lost, and lost, not knowing what to do, profoundly confused, that's not necessary. That's up to the individual. But pain is okay. Pain is growth. We thank Hashem for pain because that's a growth. Ki chol ha'mishpatim livnei Yisrael len le'toiva. Ve'lechein b'Rosh Hashanah shu ha'mishpat. Rosh Hashanah represents mishpat. Yoim trua yelechem. So yoim trua means the trua of the shofar. But it also means yoim trua is rotzin, a day of will. As we say, utruas melech boy. But when Bilam is blessing the Jewish nation, the Truas Melech, they're a nation who have the Truas Melech inside. What does it mean? They have the blowing of the king? No, they have the Rotzen. The king desires desires his people. And that's Yom Truah. That means not only the king desires us, we desire this day. Interesting. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, yes. V'lachem k'siv lochem, yeah, lochem es ashira. Why lachem davka to Yidden? Lachem il rotzin, v'lo lachem lerotzin. Uva medrash mi goy godol asher lo elokim krevim elav. Ein uma kazu shiyoidin oifyo shel elokim shebetuchim shiyizku bedinam. Which is a bit of a pele, right? We celebrate Motzei Yom Kippur. Always bothered my wife because we're betuach badin. Betuach badin that we came out okay. How do you know? That we came out okay. Rachmana litzlan, maybe it's nigzar that this is our last year. So why are we betuach? Why are we celebrating? According to this, because we've accepted, we've formulated such a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. No matter what's decided, we have changed us ourselves and made ourselves accepting of His will. And that's what he means, Batuach Badin. For Yid, even the Midas Adin, he can be Sameach in it. He can have the inner serenity of acceptance. It seems to be from the Svasemes, this is a Midah. I do have my questions on it, which is for Yisrael, more than almost Olam, that the Yisrael can accept that even the calamity, even the difficulties, are for his very good. That's the Shira. The Shira is Parshas Hazino, which speaks about Schar Ve'Oinesh, what will come to us for if we transgress the Torah, and what we will receive in reward if we keep the Torah. Ve'ata kisvu lachem es Hashira hazos ve'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiem. I want you to teach it to b'nei Yisrael, but not just teach it to teach it to b'nei Yisrael. I want it to sima b'fiem. Chazal say in Eruvin, you have to teach. Now, Chazal says it's talking about the Torah, and this is a bit of a problem which we're going to discuss, hopefully. Is it talking about Parashas Hazino, or is it talking about Torah? But the Sima Befiem means you should teach them so well, they should be able to say by heart, Shgura Befiem, they should be able to close the Gemara. Can you say over the Shaklantari of the Gemara, please? Reuven, say over the shaklin tarim ogam. Give and take, back, forth. Yeah, kasha teretz, maskana. Yeah, shgura befiem. That's what sima befiem. Lemantia li ashira azois le'ed bivnei so. So that this shira can be as a witness. What exactly does that mean? Right? Okay, I think we'll stop there by those psukim, otherwise we won't be able to get through. Let's deal with the first part, right? So, first of all, the Ramban is ma'ir a few times, yeah, that here the Torah speaks about an event, which is going to be, which seemingly takes away from Bechira. Because look at the pasuk, Vayomer Hashem, Hincha Sheichev Moshe, Hincha Sheichev Mavisecha, Vekam Ha'am Azeh V'Zonah. Yeah? It doesn't say if this nation will stray after foreign gods. It will! Well, how does that stem with, right? If Hashem is decreeing, yeah, then how does that leave us to free choice? Now, this is not the Rambam's question, or the Rishonim's question, Yediyah versus Bechira, right? That Hashem knows something, nevertheless we have free choice. Right? This is another question that Hashem cannot write it. Hashem cannot inform man that something's going to be, and then there's free choice. Because then, the reason is, the Achronim explained, because once Hashem has revealed something in this world, then that is in contradiction to Bechira. So, that's the Ramban. The pashtus of the Ramban, my understanding of the Ramban, how he tackles this problem, is that it's very likely to happen, yeah, but it doesn't, it means the way the people are now, this is very, very likely to happen, but it's not 100% going to happen. But the reason why the Torah wrote it as if it's going to certainly happen is because the Torah wants to allude that it is, that it's probably going to happen. That means the Torah doesn't want to tell you just if, and if you do this, then you'll be punished. And the Torah wants more. The Torah wants to show that it's predicting the future, but at the same time, this is my understanding of the Ramah, it's not 100% has to be like that. Anyway, so. Sorry? Right, but it does say Hincha Sheichev Imavisech V'Kam Ha'am Azeh V'Zonah, which is a bit difficult because in the days of Yeshua there weren't Mezaneh. Sorry, again?
It could be in 100, it could be in 1,000.
So what do you mean when you die? But it says when you die. V'Hincha Sheichev Imavisech and then V'Kam Ha'am Azeh. So why? I mean, why are you saying he's about to die today, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be dying today. So why are you saying about something which you mean even if it happens in 100 years' time, it could happen any time from after your death, right? So, but why is he saying you're going to die, and then a nation is going to? Right, any time from after. Right, so we're saying basically quite similar means. They're not going to be Zanach, Kolzman, that you're alive for the next day or so, they're definitely not going to turn astray, right? From the time that you're dying, any time, either immediately, you see by Yeshua they weren't Mazane, yeah? Yeah? From any time, there's that possibility that they can, there's that. No, you can't say it's a certainty. I don't want to go too much into it. We cannot say it's a certainty because then there's somebody in the world who has to do an Avera.
But you're choosing which generation.
No, but if you look at humanity as a whole, somebody doesn't have Bechira here. I don't know who doesn't. Okay, it's longer philosophical.
It's like the mitzvah.
Yeah, okay, but that's okay. It is a big topic that. Yeah, it's true, that's the Ramban and the. I will hide my face from him and he will be consumed by calamities. Yeah, and what will he say? Yeah, he seems to be doing tshuva. You know why I'm getting calamity? Because I'm not living with Hashem. I'm not God conscious. Hashem's not part of my life. He's doing tshuva. What does Hashem say? He has to ask the ponai by yoimahu al kol hara asher also. Yeah, what's going on? So he seems to be getting punished for saying Al Kien Elokai Bekirbi. So So that's question number one. He seems to be doing tshuva. And secondly, so if you want to say that this was wrong, al kien elikai bekirbi, yeah, for whatever reason, which we'll analyze now, but the pasuk says clearly in the continuation, kifona elalim achirim. Yeah? I'm punishing him because he turned to foreign gods. So not because he's saying al kien elikai bekirbi. So what's going on? Is the punishment hanoich hakadosh baruch hu continues the hesaponic because he says al kien elikai bekirbi? Yeah? Or is it because of the severity of the avodah zarah? Let's see the Ramban. The Ramban, as the first Mahalik. V'tam, yeah, that's just after the Pesukim. V'tam v'omar b'yoyim ahu aloi ki'en elikai bekirbi, einenu vidui gomu, ki'inyan v'izvadu es avoinom. Aval hu hiru v'charoto. Very interesting, the Ramban says. Yeah? The Ramban says, he's saying the right thing. He's in the right direction. Yeah, al kien elikai bekirbi, he's right direction. He's taking responsibility. Yeah, he's saying Hashem is not in my midst. And you know why these sorrows are befalling me? Because Hashem, I haven't got that divine providence because of my actions, it seems to be. So what's wrong? But he didn't do vidui. Now I need your help on this one. Yeah, because he says in Vayikra, when Bnei Yisrael do tshuva, it says, v'izvadu es avoyno. Yeah, here, it doesn't say. It says, yes, I realize something's not okay. Not all is beseder with me. But he didn't quite finish off. He didn't do vidui. Not quite sure what that means. What does it mean he didn't? What's he missing? So I think he's missing aval hu hirhur v'charoto. Yeah? Sheyischaroto al ma'alam v'yakiru ke'ashemim heim. That means they recognized. It's because of me. It's because of my actions. It's not random. Yeah? I just want to show you this. He says hiru. A couple of times he says it's hiru v'charoto. When you write something down, you've got a gratitude. It's nice to say, oh, I'm grateful for this. When you write it down, when you make it tangible, it has more meaning. When you verbalize something, it has more meaning. Right? A person could have different thoughts going on in his mind, right? Let's say a person is Mesupak. Is there one God or not? Is there a God? Of course you're allowed to. If you have a question, we can't tell you, don't have a question. What you're not allowed to do is to concretize that thing. I have decided, and therefore take an action, I have decided there's no God, or there's two gods, or whatever it is. Yeah? The mind is very flows, right? The mind is enormous, right? There are loads and loads of different thoughts going on in a person's mind. What they haven't done now is concretize and say, I was wrong. I was wrong. They haven't made that. They've said, perhaps, either they want to say, yes, it's because of my actions, but they're not looking into, okay, which actions and how? What am I going to do about it? Yes, I accept responsibility. And therefore what? Yeah, I accept I was wrong in doing that. And it's not easy to do that. It's certainly not easy when you make a restitution to somebody and say, I was wrong for the way I treated you. Try saying that. It's really not easy. I was wrong and I accept responsibility. Yeah? That's not easy to because it means I'm taking accountability for my action, I'm responsible for my action. But on the other hand, it makes it clean when a person does that. When a person makes amends, it's an amazing thing. When a person goes to somebody who he wronged, be it a friend, be it a colleague at work, and he goes over, he's got that enormous weight on him, that guilt and that shame. And then he goes over to that friend and says, I was wrong in the way I behave, without trying to fend for himself, without trying to justify himself. You know, I'm not such a, yeah? He just takes responsibility for his own action, yeah? So it seems like, at first, a very frightening action to do, but in the end of the day, it's released all that guilt and shame, right? Because he's done the action of taking responsibility. But it's not easy. It's not easy to do that. And I think that's perhaps the responsibility in I was wrong in doing this and that. Not just being vague, I was wrong. Yeah, and therefore what? Not just being very darling to one's wife, I didn't treat you nicely. No, that's too vague. Yeah? Gotta be specific. I did not speak to you nicely. Whatever it is, right? One has to be specific. Specific. And this is in compliments as well. Oh, you're such a gorgeous child. Yeah? No, in what way? I am happy the way you read today. I am happy. Well, a person has to be specific, then it's more concrete. Anyway, this is what the Ramban learns. Yeah, I leave it to you. The Ramban says, this is charata. They're on the way to do tshuva. Yeah, but they didn't do vidui. And the raya is, in Vayikra, where it's tshuva gemura, it says, v'izvadu esavaynam. Here, it says, v'omar al ki'en elikai bekirbi. So how do you continue the pasuk? He didn't do tshuva gemura. Therefore, I will continue the hester ponim. That I will continue. Yeah? However, al kol hara asher asa, because he did. He sinned very terribly. What did he sin? Kifana elayim acherim. I will continue because he hasn't done tshuva gemura. He didn't do vidui. Yeah? Now, however, because he did tshuva and he's partly there, therefore, it will only be hester ponim. But without Rabbi Yisai, v'haya le'echol u'mitza'u ro'is v'arabois v'tzoris. With all the constant calamity and the pain and the destruction which until now has come upon the people, that will end. There will still be a hester upon him, says the Ramban. What is that hester upon him? What we are now, today. Baruch Hashem, we're here. Where there's an element of Tzar and Klal Yisrael, but I don't think it's a constant destruction. But we're still in Golos. We're still in a matzah of a hester ponim, means we are doing relatively well. But we haven't finished the tshuva process. Therefore, there's still an element of hester ponim. There's still many difficulties, a lot of things which we don't understand in the world, which seem puzzling and seem to trouble us, but nevertheless, it's not mitzvah rois rabbis utzaris. So that's the Ramban's mahalik, right? So according to the Ramban, al kien elikai bekirbi is a correct thing to do, right? It's not a wrong. It's not an avera. However, it's not vidui. It's not tshuva gemura. That's the Ramban's mahalik. Yeah. Let's see. Let's turn to the second page. This is a second shot which the Abba Benel brings. Ve'efshal lefarish gam kem sheyadim behester ponim. He is prophesying. Hashem is prophesying that he will hide his face away from them. Va'ziva l'inyan atoyvus va'atzlochus va'shmira. Right. So let's go to Pirush Gimel. Sorry. V'acherim mechach me'adoireinu. This is the Sforno, this is the Malbim, and other Mefarshim explain the following. V'ashehem omru, aloi ki ein aleikai bekirbi, mitza'uni aro yisa'ele. Roi tzeloima, she'le'oval, mipe'as ha'ashgocha, bo oisan arois. Yeah? You know what's happened? You know why we're full of calamity? It's because there's no divine providence anymore. Hashem has taken a break. Yeah? Ulefi shehem lo itolu en shehem ba'ashkocha ki'im lemikre. Because they are looking at what has befallen in them, not as divine providence, but it's by chance. Hayom me'avoinom, or me'oinshom it should say, sheloi hoel viduyom. Therefore their vidui doesn't help. V'zeo v'anoichi aste aste ponai. Therefore despite them doing a vidui, because they didn't say, they say, yes, it's true, there's no Ashkocha. But why is there no Ashkocha? Why is calamity befalling? They didn't go all the way because of my actions. Because of that, therefore their vidui didn't help. Now, I just want to stop there for a second, because I didn't understand these words. They're saying, al kien aleikai bekirbi, there's a vidui going on, but there's a problem here. And because there's a problem with the vidui, that vidui was not in Skabel. Where's the vidui here? The Abba Benel says there's a vidui here, but because you didn't take responsibility that it's your actions, Yeah? That's why there's an elikabi kirubi. Therefore, I'm not going to accept your vidui. So I'm asking you, where is the vidui? What do you mean? There is no vidui. They said an elikabi kirubi. No, they didn't say, because they did not take response, they didn't say, you know why this is coming to us? Because we've gone astray. Yeah, they just say, because there's no divine providence. Yeah, therefore their vidui was not accepted. So I was troubled by these words, and perhaps, tell me if you agree, perhaps the idea is a person can do vidui. Imagine to the classroom setting. Yeah, and the child has been caught doing something or behaving inappropriately. And he knows that the best thing for him is to own up and to say he's sorry. So you say he's sorry, or a child saying sorry. But you know he doesn't mean it. Yeah, but I'm still right. You still deserve to be punished. Yeah, even though there's conflicting emotions at the same time. Even though, yes, I did an action, I behaved so and so, but it was justified. But if you want me to do it, I'll do vidui. I'll admit I'm sorry. Even though inside I don't believe that. It could be the vidui is there. The words of tshuva are there. Because it's true. You know why calamity has befallen? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has distanced himself from me. Right? So those words are actually words of tshuva. And if a person would say exactly those same words, exactly the same word, Al Ken Elokai B'Kirbi, and he would mean because of my actions, then those are the very words of tshuva. That's like the child who's saying sorry to his teacher. And what can the teacher do? He said sorry, even though the teacher knows that inside doesn't 100% mean it, and he still feels there's an element that it was justified. So here, my understanding is that they did vidui. They sang the words. They sang those words. Those are the very words of vidui. Al kiren al kai bekirbi. But nevertheless, by not taking it back to its source. But why is Hashem not in my midst? Because of my actions. By not going all the way back. Therefore, that vidui was not accepted. And therefore I will hide my face for them. Now listen to this original, this is such an original shout of the Ababanev. It's similar to which we find in Parashas Bechukosai, that if you go with me, if you walk with me in the Keri, that means you leave everything to chance, then I will walk with you, Bechamas Keri. Right? So same here. If you leave everything, you say there's no rhyme or reason, it's all haphazard, right? Then I will cause even more vehest upon him. How did the Olam, how Rabbi Yisai, did you learn that the punishment for saying there's no rhyme or reason, leis din veleis dayan, there's no divine providence, there's no big boss, or there is a big boss, but he doesn't really care about what's going on in the world, he doesn't see my pain, he doesn't see what's going on, otherwise how can he allow these things to take place in the world? What's the punishment for that? I'll cause even more of a hester upon him. I'll hide myself even more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to. We know that Oynesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to set us in the right path, not to get back at us. No, it's not a valid question. So what does Hashem? Hashem hides himself even more. Other Rabbi, if I don't see you in my life, I need you to reveal myself, not to hide even more.
Like a
vendor's available,
it sounds like.
Right. So why? I think I'd like to suggest the answer is rock bottom. Rock bottom. When a person reaches rock bottom, yeah, when a person, because of the way he's led his life, he's lost everything. He's lost his family, he's lost his children, he's lost his parnasa, yeah? He's drinking himself silly, yeah? He's addicted to whatever his drug of choice is. And he's mummish, reached rock bottom. Everything is going catastrophic. Yeah? What happens then? Suddenly, he finds the solution. How does he suddenly find the solution? Because he realizes there's absolutely no answer there. There is no help. He's absolutely powerless and nobody can help him. There's only one address, Rabbi Yisai. Who's that? Yeah, a higher power out there. He doesn't know. He's never experienced a relationship with him. But suddenly he realizes that everything around him has collapsed, including himself and his moral fiber. Right? There is only one place to go now. Yeah? That's why God stands for group of drunks. Yeah? Group of drunks. Yeah? That means drunk people who've lost everything. They're, you find them on the skid row. Yet they have found God. Why? Not because they're bigger tzaddikim. Because they've the desperation. There's no other answer. Anything, well, they're continuing to kill themselves and take themselves to the grave, right? And they know they're killing themselves, but they're powerless over that. So the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does complete hesed upon him, and calamity after calamity falls, then there is no address. Then one is forced eventually to turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, the problem is, says the Abarbanel, okay, nice pshat. But how does it continue? Let's just go back to the pasuk. V'anoichi hasna hasti ponai b'yomahu al kol ha'ro asher also kifono Elohim acherim, because he worshipped the Avodah Zarah. But we just said that the punishment is because he's saying there's no hashgacha. Hashem is not involved in my life. Yeah? Hashem is not involved. That's why I'll continue hasti hasti ponai. But the pasuk says clearly the reason why I continue hasti hasti ponai is because he's ponai Elohim acherim. So the Abarbanel says, to answer this question, he takes us to a pasuk early in Sefer Dvarim. It says, "V'amata bilvavecho." It says when you enter Eretz Canaan and you will prosper and you will be matzliach. "V'amata bilvavecho koichi ve'oitzim yodi asa li esachai lazeh." You will say in your heart, "You know what I mean? I'm God's gift to man in intellect. God's gift to mankind in intellect." And in brains, that's why I'm so rich. That's why I'm so matzliach, right? Yeah. And what does the pasuk says? Say, "V'zochata es Hashem elikecha ki hu anisen lecha koach la'aso yischayil." What does that mean? "V'zochata es Hashem elikecha ki hu anisen lecha." You're right. Koichi ve'aitzim yodcha asa li yischayil hazeh. It's because you had the brains and you knew where to invest. It's 100% right. Yeah? It's 100% right. You had a brilliant idea where it's kedai to invest and you made millions overnight. Yeah? But you didn't take, what was the problem with that? You didn't take it back to its source again. But who gave you that intellect? Yes, you are. And that's what the pasuk says. Ki hu anais nechaka shehoid aloi ba'adamasa shekoicha as aloi. You're right, it was your koyach. It was your physical strength or your strength of intellect that made you prosper. Aval bia shenoisen hakoyach haya Hashem. So, what does that Babel do? Let's do the same thing in our posuk. Right? You say, al ki ein elikai bekirbi. That's why mitzoni arois ha'ele. 100% correct. 100% correct. Al ki ein elikai bekirbi. But why? And that's what you didn't do. You didn't say why in Elokai b'kirbi. Because kifana Elohim acherim. Because you went astray and you served avodah zarah. That's why. And because you missed that point, therefore, again, similar to what we saw before, even though the words were correct, but when you don't take it back to the source, back to its original source, you're missing the point, and that itself becomes an aveira. Now, I don't quite understand how to fit the two together. So, is the anoichi aste ponai, is it as a punishment for saying there's no divine providence, therefore I have to hide myself even more, which that would seem to be the indication from what he brings from Vayikra, im telchu eimei bekeri, af an yelech imchem b'chamas kerin. That means I'll make it worse. And then afterwards, he seems to be retracting. He says, actually, no. V'anoichi aste aste ponai. It's not going on now. It means that heste ponim which you're discussing, you're right. But you know why? Kifonai lelim achim. It seems to be that Rav Ravina is combining the two, but there seem to be two different shotim. I don't really have an adequate answer to this, apart from saying that I'm speaking for myself. Sometimes you can, or a person can go struggle in his life, can go through difficulties, and he has doubts in his life. Why is this happening to me? Yeah. Now, what do you mean? Why is this happening? You know that it's all for the best, but I'm a human being. I'm a human being, yeah? I have emotion. I'm not just a robot who knows the equation, and therefore, akol letoiva, gamzol letoiva, everything is for the best, therefore, it's not going to affect me. I'm a human being with emotions, right? It's only when my doubts, my sveikus, again, become concretized into something, either by straying away from Hashem, or in that, when my doubts take effect, and therefore I tangibly act upon them, such as worshiping and avoiding the Zohar, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish for those doubts. Right? Similar to Lo Yisachmoid. Right? Lo Yisachmoid, Be'ikar, the love is Chemda Balev. Don't covet that which your friend wants. But nevertheless, you will only be punished if you actually did an action to try and get that Chefetz from him, to force him to sell it to you even though he doesn't want to. So really the Avera is on the Chemda Shebelev, but it's only once you've brought it into Befoyal, into action, you concretize it, then you have shown that Machshova in your head, yeah, that coveting, you made it part of you. So same here, what I'm suggesting is that this doubt, you don't know, there's divine providence. It's when you acted upon it, and therefore, you know what? They will worship Avodah Zarah, and the Matzliach, I'll do that as well. That has concretized your theology of there's no divine providence. Fourth pshat, and I think we'll finish here. Fourth pshat, V'lini Rebbe Firushoi, Inyan Revi Yois Enochoin, V'amiti Yasi Baksuvi, V'hu, Sheshtaim Rois Osa Imi. This Jewish people has wronged me in two ways. Ha'echad avdam Elohim achir. They worshipped other gods. Va'abeis azivas ha'avoida ha'elikim. Ukmo she'oma v'zon achare elayin achare neichar aretz. That's number one. They worshipped avodah zarah, but you can worship avodah zarah, but still be a tayriyid. Va'azavani ve'efes brisi. Yeah. Va'azavani, and he will leave me ve'efes brisi. Val shnia omar kmo shepirashti v'chara api va'azavtim. Yeah, So he says he's similar to the Ramban's Mehalich. I will hide my face, and they will be full of calamities. Will befall of them. Why? Why will calamities befall on them? Umetzau rois robes v'tzores. Not for the avodah zarah. For the fact that after worshiping avodah zarah, they said, forget it. We don't need to go to shul, we don't need to wear tefillin, we don't need any of this anymore, right? That's when terrible calamity will come. When they say, Al ki ein elikai bekirbi mitzauni aro isa'ele, they're doing vidui on the second part. They're doing second part. They said, I've got no shaykhus at all, I'm not willing to let go of everything. But at the moment I realize this is not a life, not connected, not to step, not to have some sort of conscious connection with Hashem. That's not a lie. That they're real. But they're not willing to let go of the first thing. But listen, we go to the Avodah Zarah, we go to the idol, we bow down to the idols as the women told Yirmiyah, and our wishes are fulfilled, our desires are fulfilled. We see with our own eyes. We're not willing to let go of that. And on that it says, Anoichi aste aste ponim. That means I won't give you the calamity and the vazavani and all those, but still there will be a hester upon him because he's still attached to Avodah Zarah. And I thought to me, wow, this is really powerful to me, that how much, yes, I want to live with Hashem, but how much am I willing to let go of all my creature comforts? am I really willing to let go of everything? And this came to me when, going to Eretz Yisrael, and I love Eretz Yisrael very much. My whole family is there, and then I think to myself, am I really willing to live there? Am I willing to give up the British culture, the things which I'm used to, my creature comforts, the things which, the things which are great about this country. Am I really willing to be mavata that? I'm not sure. So that way, am I willing to let go of my avodah zarah, that which I think is my creature comfort and I can't let go? Yeah? Yes, I realize I cannot live without a spiritual connection to Hashem. But I need to let go completely. Thy will be done, not mine. Good gebench to your ksiva chasimotom. That's where the Ramban is. That's where the Ramban is.